Blessed be God, who creates out of nothing, who shapes beauty out of chaos, breathes life into dust, delights in designing difference, and embodies in each human the image of our Maker.
Blessed be God forever. Blessed be God, who gives each person a purpose, calling the young for their energy and the old for their wisdom, refusing to discriminate in terms of race, colour, intellect or giftedness, affirming forgotten worth, identifying hidden potential, redeeming deep regrets. Blessed be God forever.
Blessed be God, who forsakes heaven to live on earth, who in Jesus is truly flesh of our flesh and bone of our bone, vulnerable to pain, rumour and conflict, open to question, committed to heal, sentenced to death, destined for resurrection, vindicating the power and the love of God, ever holy, ever one.
Blessed be God forever. Blessed be the Maker, the Son, and the Spirit, in our lives and in our worship. Amen.
In the mystery of your presence, no words are needed. In the depth of your silence, no sound is necessary. In the face of your word, no voice need respond. Be still, you say, and know that I am God.
So we will be still and listen to the beating of our hearts, to the racing of our minds, to the pondering of our souls, knowing that your Spirit, your Holy Spirit, is beating, moving, provoking within us and amongst us.
And we will be still and listen for the cry of the voiceless, for the groaning of the weary, for the pain of the wounded, for the sigh of the victim, for the laughter of children, for the song of gladness, knowing that your Spirit, your Holy Spirit, enables crying, groaning, sighing, and also brings song and laughter.
We will be still, and if we do not take off our shoes, we will yet remember that this is holy ground, because you have promised to be where your people meet in Jesus' name. And so we will wait, patiently or impatiently, we will wait for Jesus. Amen. Psalm 71. In you, O God, is my security. Let me never be put to shame.
By your saving power, deliver me, hear me, and keep me safe.
Be a rock of refuge for me, to which I can always come.
Keep me safe from the power of the wicked, from the grasp of the cruel and unjust.
In you, as long as I can remember, my hope and my trust have been placed.
I have leaned on you since my birth, since you brought me out of the womb.
Keep close when energy fails me, and I spend my last years on earth.
Let me wait in continual hope and praise you again and again.
A reading from Psalm 46. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore we will not fear, though the earth should change, though the mountains shake in the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam, though the mountains tremble with its tumult. There is a river whose streams make glad the city of God, the holy habitation of the Most High. God is in the midst of the city, it shall not be moved. God will help it when the morning dawns. The nations are in an uproar, the kingdoms totter, but he utters his voice, the earth melts. The Lord God of hosts is with us, the God of Jacob is our refuge. Come, behold the works of the Lord, see what desolations he has brought on the earth. He makes wars cease to the end of the earth, he breaks the bow and shatters the spear, he burns the shields with fire. Be still and know that I am God. I am exalted among the nations, I am exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us, the God of Jacob is our refuge. Amen. A reading from the 12th chapter of the book of Genesis. Now the Lord said to Abram, go from your country and your kindred and your father's house to the land that I will show you. I will make of you a great nation, and I will bless you and make your name great, so that you will be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and the one who curses you I will curse, and in you all the families of the earth shall be blessed. So Abram went as the Lord had told him, and Lot went with him. Abram was 75 years old when he departed from Haran. Abram took his wife Sarai and his brother's son Lot and all the possessions they had gathered and the persons whom they had acquired in Haran, and they set forth to go to the land of Canaan. When they had come to the land of Canaan, Abram passed through the land to the place at Shechem, to the oak of Moreh. At that time the Canaanites were in the land. Then the Lord appeared to Abram and said, to your offspring I will give this land. So he built there an altar to the Lord, who had appeared to him. From there he moved on to the hill country on the east of Bethel, and pitched his tent with Bethel on the west and Ai on the east. And there he built an altar to the Lord and invoked the name of the Lord. And Abram journeyed on by stages toward the Negev. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Glory to the Lord, he goes and please.
Let us now, in prayer, remember and call out to God for those whom the following words of Scripture bring to mind.
Remember those who tonight will cry, "I wish to God it were morning." And come morning will cry, "I wish to God it were night."
Remember those whose pillows are soaked with tears and whose eyes are tired and dim with weeping.
Remember those who, for whatever reason, may want to say, "Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom."
Remember those for whom the light that was in them has turned to darkness, and that darkness is doubly dark.
Remember those who, in looking to tomorrow, deeply hope that the sick will be healed, the stranger welcomed, the prisoner released, the poor hear good news.
And let us, in confidence, share with God our own hopes and longings.
Glory to God our Maker, to God's own Son, who is Christ our Lord, to the Spirit who dwells in our hearts, both now and forever. Amen. There is a time for every purpose under heaven, and a prayer for every person on earth. A prayer for those in physical pain or mental anguish.
A time for the emotionally bruised and broken. A time for those who fear tomorrow. A time for those who have been blessed today.
A time for letting go or for picking up. A time for what we only share with God.
And now we say together the prayer that Jesus taught us.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. God of the watching ones, the waiting ones, the prayerful and positive ones, the angels in heaven, the child in the womb, give us your benediction, your good word for our souls, that we may rest and rise in the kindness of your company. Amen.